was the summer of 2016 when Wisconsin's nonpartisan Government Accountability Board was disbanded, and in its wake, the legislature and then Governor Scott Walker created the Bipartisan Wisconsin Ethics Commission and the Bipartisan Wisconsin Election Commission. It's your State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. And while the administrator for our Elections Commission was recently featured on CBS's 60 Minutes, our first guest this morning is the administrator for the other half of government accountability, the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. And what would you like to ask them this morning? Phones are open for you at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Daniel Carlton is administrator for the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. Dan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Lee. Thanks for having me.
And you've got a big day today, as I understand it. There's a deadline today for candidates in the spring election to file their third campaign finance report of the year. What does that mean from your perspective and the work that you do, Dan?
So as you mentioned, today is a deadline for filing. The spring election usually is mostly local candidates, but local elections. For the commission, we regulate and we receive reports from candidates for judges, such as Court of Appeal judges, circuit court judges. We also receive financial disclosure, campaign finance disclosure for political action committees, independent expenditure committees, and political parties. They all file using our campaign finance information system. The local candidates, such as your village board members, your town board members, those types of officials, they file locally with their local clerk. So the reports are all public record. For the local candidates, you can obtain those from their clerk. Or for the judges, PACs, IECs, and political parties, you can view those reports on campaign financial information system as soon as they're filed.
So you've held this position on the Ethics Commission administrator since 2018. So give us a little bit of a bigger picture here, Dan, of what the commission does and how it operates.
The purpose of the commission is to promote and strengthen the faith and confidence of the people of Wisconsin and their government through the administration of campaign finance, lobbying, and ethics laws, and through readily available and understandable disclosure of information. There are three ways that we administer these laws: advice and education, auditing of filed reports, and complaints. To me, the most important thing that the commission does is provide advice and education that allows and ensures compliance with the law. As you may know, the commission is made up of six members. There are three Republicans and three Democrats. The four of the members are appointed by the legislative leaders. The other two are appointed from a slate that's presented to the governor and then confirmed by the Senate. And one of the things that I like to really mention when we're talking about the commission is how proud I am of the bipartisan nature of this commission. You know, since I came on board in September of 2018, there have been less than five tie votes at a commission meeting. And what was interesting to me is that each of those were immediately followed by the members reaching a consensus. Most of the votes were disagreement about whether to issue a warning or a small settlement. And it's important to note that no matter has been completed or has not been completed at the same meeting. The other thing that I like to talk about is our staff. We're a really small agency and we have a terrific team. We only have 8 people on board, plus an independent contractor who does our IT work. And despite our small size, we're able to provide a lot of resources to those who are our registrants, the campaign committees, the lobbyists and the principals, and the officials who are subject to the ethics laws. One of the things that I really like to point out is that we carry out some of the most extensive campaign finance auditing in the country. We conduct a full facial audit of every campaign finance report that's filed with the commission and audited for late reports across all program areas.
So let me stop you there, Dan. So the auditing is the thing that, I mean, advice and education is one of the three aspects you mentioned that you're most proud of, but this auditing is about as thorough as we'd find anywhere else?
Yes. It's interesting because a lot of the agencies that are similar to what we do will do kind of random auditing, and we actually audit every report that's filed with us. So, and we audit them for multiple things. We audit them to make sure they're filed on time. For campaign finance reports, we audit to make sure that all required information is present, and we audit to make sure that the balance of cash on hand is reported accurately.
Dan Carlton, our guest, administrator for the Wisconsin Ethics Commission, and taking your calls this morning at 1-800-642-1234. What do you want to know about lobbying in our state? How concerned are you about the actions of lobbyists or the power of campaign cash, especially considering the auditing that is being done with the Wisconsin Ethics Commission? 1-800-642-1234, where Jane and Suamico standing by. Jane, you're on the air this morning with Dan Carlton.
Yes, hello. This doesn't have to do with money, but it does have to do with ethics in Wisconsin government. I'm very concerned about Bob Spindell, who is one of the six members of the Wisconsin Election Commission. He is also one of the 10 fraudulent electors who were Republicans who submitted documents to the National Archives and other national organizations claiming to be the rightful electors, saying that Trump was elected president and not Biden. And he has not recused himself from votes that have to do with the elections. And I want to know why the Ethics Committee, and he said he was part of the vote that said there was nothing wrong with the fraudulent electors. I'd like to hear comments on that, please.
Jane, thank you. It was the 2015 Act that ended up splitting the Government Accountability Board into these two commissions, the Ethics Commission, who Dan Carlton is the administrator of and our guest this half hour, and the Elections Commission, of which Bob Spindell is one of the members. And do you have any oversight over the other commission, Dan? And give us some idea of the key differences between these two.
So the key differences between the two agencies are that the Wisconsin Elections Commission is responsible for administering the elections laws, such as voter registration, candidate eligibility, and things of that sort. We just regulate the campaign finance, lobbying, and ethics laws.
So does the other commission, the Elections Commission, fit under your purview of oversight at all?
So certainly the members of the Elections Commission would be state public officials for purposes of the ethics laws.
Okay. And so would you have any, but you, the oversight in that, in these members of the other commission would be in terms of campaign finance and lobbying, right?
So lobbying would definitely be a law that they would be subject to, as well as the code of ethics. It's interesting for people to note that, you know, the Ethics Commission's ethics laws don't cover everything that everybody might think is unethical.
Right.
You know, the statutes are drawn relatively narrowly to prevent officials from using their position in order to obtain financial gain for themselves, an organization that they're associated with, or their immediate family. So not everything that, you know, is covered under the ethics law is you know, what people tend to think of this as broader than really what we are.
Well, you're the administrator of the laws that are on the books, right? So the ethics laws that exist in Wisconsin statutes are what you have to operate from.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you, I mean, this is before 2018, you were serving on the Florida Senate Committee on Ethics and Elections and the Florida Commission on Ethics before coming to Wisconsin. So you've had some experience outside of our state. Dan, give us some idea of how ethics commissions differ from state to state.
One of the key differences from here in the Florida Ethics Commission, where I started off my career in ethics about 15 years ago, is that the Florida Ethics Commission doesn't regulate campaign finance. And they also have a significantly larger staff than we do. It's, you know, the ethics laws are very similar, although some of their provisions are a little bit more specific. But we do a much better job here in Wisconsin of regulating the lobbying laws and having the campaign finance laws implemented.
And there are some states, Wyoming, Idaho, don't have legislative ethics commissions. Do you see them as missing something? And if so, what component do you bring to state government, whether it be Florida, Wisconsin, or elsewhere?
I think that one of the biggest things that's a challenge for states is, maintaining these ethics commissions, creating them. Sometimes when they're talking about creating them, there's, you know, resistance to them. But they're a vital part of ensuring the public's confidence in government. And so I think it's important that, state-level ethics commissions are created.
Dan Carlton, our guest, administrator for the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. And if you had to write an ethical code for our state's public officials, What would you include? Worth asking this morning at 1-800-642-1234. You can add to the conversation via email, ideas@WPR.org. Our conversation continues. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network. Any one of us has the ability to file a complaint with the Wisconsin Ethics Commission at any time and request an investigation into any alleged violation of campaign finance laws. It's your State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and our guest is the nonpartisan administrator of our Ethics Commission. Have you ever made a complaint to the Wisconsin Ethics Commission? And what would you like to know about lobbying in our state? 1-800-642-1234 to join us. Our guest, Dan Carlton, administrator for the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. And Dan, as the Ethics Commission oversees complaints about campaign finance and lobbying in the state's code of ethics, and anyone can submit a complaint, what does that mean? Generally, what do the complaints you receive look like?
It depends on the time of year. Election time is obviously a very busy time. So far this year, we've received a bunch of complaints that focus on campaign finances requirement that people put paid for by, also known as an attribution statement, on their signs and on their mailers.
What happens in the event that they don't add a paid for by on their signs and mailers? And I've seen the flowchart on your website, and anybody can see it in WPR.org/mornings. We'll have a link to it. But if I were to put out as a candidate something that does not explain where that money came from, what's the cost?
So compliance is you know, one of those areas where that's the commission's first goal, is to make sure there's compliance. So we always try first to make sure that people go and add those paid for by statements on their signs, or you know, if they've already sent out the mailers, then there's probably not a way that they can go get those. But for their signs, we ask them to go and add the paid for by on there. In terms of potential penalties, you know, the campaign finance laws carry a penalty for each violation of up to $500. So, wow. You know, the penalties could be very severe. A lot of times, you know, you take into consideration facts like this is a first-time candidate, or maybe the printer made an error. And so, you know, the commission could really do anything from a warning to that $500 maximum.
So, and Jane from Suamico called before about Bob Spindell on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. When you receive a complaint, does that complaint become public at all? Or is that complaint, because anybody can file it at any time about anybody that's under your purview? Give me a little more of the process and what becomes available to the public and what becomes an internal investigation, and how, you know, and as you mentioned, keeping the ethics of Wisconsin front and center so that we maintain the integrity of our government.
Sure. So the complaint process is, you know, we require the people to fill a notarized complaint form and, you know, provide details about the allegations. And once we receive it, we have to transmit it to the respondent within 5 days of receipt. They then have 15 days to respond before the commission can act. And the complaint and the response are presented to the commission at the next meeting. And the commission from there gets to decide whether there's reasonable suspicion of a violation, decide whether to order an investigation, or the commission could go ahead and proceed to settlement or some other disposition of the complaint.
And Dan, are those meetings public? Is that when the public could know that a complaint has been filed?
Complaints are confidential up until certain kind of endpoints. And so, no, we generally don't have complaint, you know, proceedings in public. They are usually done in closed session. But at the endpoints, there is information that is available to the public if they call and contact us. For example, settlement agreements are a public record, and somebody could request a copy of a settlement agreement.
Dan Carlton, our guest, administrator for the Wisconsin Ethics Commission, has been so since 2018. And Dan, the Ethics Commission monitors lobbying in Wisconsin, keeping stats on the most lobbied bills, the most active lobbyists, and more. Why is this important in terms of the mission of the Ethics Commission?
Really, the biggest significance is the transparency that it affords. It gives people a good window into what's going on in government. You know, who's out there and, you know, looking at and interested in certain legislation, who's, you know, spending a lot of time and effort to support or endorse legislation. And that's important for the public to know. The public has a right to know who's involved in influencing the government.
And you have, as mentioned before, the campaign finance reports available for everybody and publicly online. So how about the lobbying in Wisconsin, most lobbied bills, most active lobbyists, and that sort of data? Can we find that on your website as well?
You certainly can. You can find it on our website, lobbying.wi.gov. And it's a great time to note that website is actually getting ready to undergo a big upgrade. In a couple of weeks here, we're going to be releasing a new version of the website that is a little bit more user-friendly and intuitive for folks, and we're really excited to release that website.
Interesting. Looking forward to that. Dan Carlton, our guest, and the Ethics Commission also oversees the administration of Wisconsin's Code of Ethics for Public Officials. And what should, you know, as a non-public official, what's the most important thing you think I should know about these Code of Ethics, Dan?
The Code of Ethics is really designed to prevent, you know, kind of the things that the public worries about the most, some sort of self-dealing. And so, you know, broadly, the Ethics Code can just be described as, you know, a prohibition on officials using their position or office or resources within their trust in order to benefit themselves financially or their immediate family members or organizations they're associated with. And there are other things that are limited, such as acceptance of food and beverages and meals and such. Wisconsin has one of the strongest lobbying laws. And so, you know, it's those two laws work kind of hand in hand to assure that, you know, public officials are acting in the public interest.
Under state law, the Ethics Commission required to audit campaign reports to look for violations. Some campaign reports are due today, but the law doesn't spell out the procedure for resolving the possible violations, as I understand it. So what are the steps that the Ethics Commission takes when it finds a violation, Dan?
So when we first conduct the audit, we're doing a query of our database to identify potential violations. And, you know, at that first stage, they really are just potential violations. A lot of times we have to get further information to know whether something is a violation or is not a violation. For example, you know, we enforce the contribution limits, and there are times where committees will misreport and say it's from the wrong spouse. And it may look initially like an illegal contribution, an excess contribution, but we find out that it's actually from the spouse. So, you know, we have a process in place where for most campaign finance audits, we communicate with the committee and say, hey, it looks like there was a violation here. Can you explain to us what's going on? And then we have 30 days to fix that audit before we proceed to enforcement.
Dan Carlton, administrator for our Wisconsin Ethics Commission. And if you have a question, we've got room for you this morning at 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email ideas at WPR.org. What do you want to know about lobbying in our state campaign finance? What questions do you have about how we are moving forward as a state with our ethics? And Jim from Cedarburg actually wrote to ask if having legislators not meeting for over 6 months but still collecting their pay, he wants to know if that is something that is that a complaint that could be filed with the Ethics Commission? Does that fall under your purview?
No, that wouldn't be something that's within our purview. The legislature has the right to settle their salaries and how that's paid out. And so that's certainly something that they're allowed to do.
Dave from Winland wrote in to say the sheer fact that special interests fund our political campaigns indicates that there are no ethics in Wisconsin politics. But that seems to be exactly what you're working to refute, or at least working to, you know, to diminish, Dan. So how do you deal with the skeptics who say as long as there's money in the political process, there will be an undermining of ethics in our policy?
You know, from our perspective, the biggest thing is transparency. We want the people to be able to see, you know, where the money is coming from in politics. And that's readily available on our website. And folks can, you know, review our website, find out who's contributing to what candidates, and they can, you know, decide for themselves, you know, whether they think that's an appropriate thing for their officials to be, you know, accepting funds from, or, you know, causes that they're supporting.
And again, Dan Carlton doesn't get to decide for himself. You're administrating the statutes that you've been given under the Wisconsin Ethics Commission, correct?
Exactly.
So what penalty can a party face if they violate ethics, campaign finance, or lobbying laws, Dan?
So it varies across the program area, but generally speaking, in the campaign finance world, it's up to $500. Depending on the types of violations in ethics and lobbying, it could be up to $5,000.
Dan, I really appreciate your time this morning, and it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Lee. I really appreciate the chance to be on.
You bet. Dan Carlton is the administrator for our Wisconsin's Ethics Commission. And we've got a link up this morning to the website. If you want to know more, check out the flow chart, the campaign finance reports, which are due in today for the spring candidates, and the updated website, which is weeks away for the lobbying. You can check that out on our website at WPR.org/mornings. Up next is news. Then the state capitol report continues with the latest on redistricting in Wisconsin. We'll learn what's ahead for district maps and voters before next month's election. I'm Lee Rayburn. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.